Okay, good morning.
It is May 1st. It's a Tuesday, May the 1st, 2018, and it is 7:38 a.m. Yeah, 7:38. Look at me. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm moving. It's one of those days. It is a kind of a cold and... Impress me with your exhaust sound. It's cold. It's overcast. There's a lot of moisture in the air. It's supposed to rain. And I have no doubt, there is no question in my mind that this is going to turn into a rainy day. And so I'm trying to get back on my schedule. I'm trying to get back on... Okay, look, this is May. I should be good through September, October, walking at 7 o'clock in the morning. So, how many times have we been through this? Laying the foundation again after ADHD brain blows it up. So, the idea is I'm going to go do my walk at 7, or 7:15 by the time I get my act together, but 7 to 8 is the walk hour, 8 to 9 is the oatmeal hour, 9 o'clock is the writing hour, actually 9 to 11. And then at 11 I can catch up with social media, I can do what I like to do before lunch. 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock is the lunch hour, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock is the writing hour, and then 3 to 4 is break time, 4 to 5 is dinner prep, 5 to 6 is dinner and cleanup. And if I've done that over the course of the day, I will feel very good about what I've managed to accomplish during the day. So I'm focusing not on word count, I'm focusing on how to make myself feel better. This is advice that my therapist has been sort of pushing on me, but which I haven't really taken on as a kind of, okay, maybe. But it goes back to one of the meditations, the meditations on motivation. That I got from one of the sports packs here with Headspace, wherein we sat quietly, and then in the middle of the exercise, we asked a question, and we didn't try to answer the question, we just asked a question and contemplated the question. And the one that keeps coming back to me is, when you did it for fun, how did it make you feel? And the questions are always in the second person. So I'm not saying how did it make me feel. So how did it make you feel? And I'm not sure why that matters, but it does. How does it make you feel? Because a lot of what dealing with depression is, a lot about dealing with ADHD. And I'm pretty well convinced that a lot of my depression is based on problems with ADHD. It's that voice in your head that says, oh, you shoulda, fill in the blank. And the answer is, if somebody else said that to me, I'd smack them. No, not really, but... I see people doing that all the time. It's like, oh, I suck. You don't suck. Well, I mean... Maybe. Not know what you mean. Vacuum cleaners suck. Doesn't mean they're bad. It's actually what they're supposed to do. So the last few months have been difficult. And I'm not sure exactly why. I had a good month in March. Yes, March. April was not great. I had a lot of big goals, had a lot of big plans, a lot of big dreams. And no, they didn't really happen. So that's kind of a problem. Which is, you know, the cause of, it's like, okay, I didn't live up to my own expectations. That's one thing when you don't live up to other people's expectations. When you don't live up to your own, that's when the nasty voices come in. I just listened to Oingo Boingo and Nasty Habits was on. I was like, that's a nasty habit. Nasty habit. And it's difficult to change the voices in your head. It's difficult to have them step back. It's difficult to mute them. And one of the ways to do that, particularly for me, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, one of the ways to do that is to submerge myself in something else that makes me feel good. And unfortunately, that tends to be something like gaming and Ark Survival or EVE Online or even Minecraft. Minecraft is terrible because it's you and the machine and nobody else in the world. It's just you and the creepers, and do you have enough stone to make whatever it was you wanted to make? And coming up with something to make and something to do and gathering enough food so you don't starve, etc., 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 etc. And there's always one more thing that needs to be done before you can log off. And I get a lot of games where there's always one more thing before you can log off. Ark Survival is one of those games. Before that was Avorian. That was definitely one of those games. There's always one more thing to do before you log off. Ark Survival is like that. I've taken up breeding Argies. Argentavis. So there's always something else to do. It's like, okay, is there enough food? Is there enough? You know, they don't need water, but is there enough food? Is there enough shelter? Are they going to get eaten while I'm gone? Am I going to get eaten while I'm gone? It's just challenging enough that I keep being drawn back into it. And there's just enough that for maintenance that you have to do in order to keep things alive and moving when you're logged off. And it's a server-based game. I'm playing on a server with just a few people. A couple of fans. At least one fan. I think I've made a couple fans since I've joined. But one of the things that has sort of been working its way through is that I just don't always use them. The issue is the difference between I need to and I want to. And quite frequently I use the word need to when I really might be better served by using the word want to. I want to write. And yet, constantly, I use need. I need to write. Actually, that's not so much. But I want to write because, how does it make you feel? It makes me feel great. It makes me feel really, really good. Not publishing, but writing. I mean, publishing makes me feel good, too. Interacting with all your fans, that makes me feel good. But writing, I was writing because it made me feel good before I had any fans, before I had anything published, before I had even the first episode of Ownership, Quarter Share on Patio Books way back when, in February of 2007. Way back when. So writing is sufficient in itself. We're getting ready. Coming up to it. Say it with me. Monk post. So it's not that I need to write. It's not that I need to make sales. It's not that if I start unraveling all of this, because I'm trying to be grounded, not just grounded in the game, not just grounded out of the game, whatever game it might be, not just grounded in the story, but grounded the same way all the time in every space. And I used to be fairly well grounded. It's a difficult concept to explain. It's a difficult concept to look at in yourself and say, am I grounded? I don't know. Yes. Meditation has helped me recognize the state of grounding. In part because while I'm meditating, I'm not exactly as grounded as I would like to be, but I've only been doing it for a couple of years. I've been doing it for 10 years, and I suspect it'll be a little bit different. I've been credited with like 580-something days of meditation in a row, but part of that is because the morning meditation, the one I did on the walk before I started talking, is counted today. And then if I do my late meditation tonight at 9:30 or so, that'll count as another day, and it's in the same 24-hour period, but it's more than 8 hours apart. So I could get credited with more days than I'm actually meditating. They're doing a real number on this yard. So the goal for the month of May is to rebuild once again the foundations. And that means walking between 7 and 8. If anybody feels like it's 7 o'clock mountain time, no. Just so we have that clear. So if you don't see me walking by 7:30 and anybody feels the urge, you could always ding me, drop me an email, send me a tweet, whatever. And remind me, it's what I want to do. It's not what I need to do. It's not something I'm doing for my health. It's not something that I'm doing because my mental state requires it. It's something that I want to do because it makes me feel good. It makes me feel better. And if the weather's bad, it makes me feel even more virtuous because I went out when the weather was crap. So it makes me feel even better if the weather isn't with me. And I need to get some rain gear because with the climate changing, I really need to be better prepared for the differences in the weather. I can't rely on 360 days of sunlight here anymore. We had rain showers with hail, thunder showers with hail last night. And the cold front moved in behind it, so we were all sort of holding our breaths, waiting for the funnel clouds. Weld County, A, because it's flat, B, because it is really large in terms of other counties in the country, and because it's in tornado country, has the largest number of tornadoes in the country per year. Now, they don't all cause damage because there's not a lot of people that live out in outer Weld County. Most of us are clustered here in the south end of the southwest corner of the county. But yeah, we were looking for those last night. One year there was a really strong one that went through just about 5 miles down the road from my house. It hoovered off a big section of road surface. So there was a swatch of about 50 to 100 yards of roadbed with no tar on it. It did it a couple of times. It crossed a couple of roads. It was scary for the people who were here, but I found out about it while I was in Baltimore. And my family was not amused by the fact that I wasn't here to die with them, apparently. They weren't here either. They were down in Denver, but still. The point being that I wasn't here when a random occurrence of nature happened. So in a week, 3 weeks, I have to make a reservation, I guess. In 3 weeks, I have to go to Pittsburgh for Science Fiction Writers of America. Make that reservation today. I hope we're going to be able to do something. For all that's kind of chilly and gray and lowery and dark, the clouds are really darkening things up. It's really not that bad out here. I'm pushing a little bit, trying to work up a bit of a sweat, work off a few of these calories. I do want my oatmeal. I haven't had my oatmeal in several days. I miss having my oatmeal. If I don't have my oatmeal, well, usually I have something. Last few days, not so much. I had the wife, wanted French toast yesterday. Now, French toast is lovely, but of all the things that I could possibly eat for breakfast, French toast with maple syrup is sort of like sucking down a few tablespoons of sugar. And if that's not really something I should be eating. I had one of those big cinnamon buns with icing and glaze, and it was delicious for about the first two bites. And then after that, it was like, ugh. I finished it, and I hated myself for the rest of the day because it was not a good experience. Potato chips are a different problem. Potato chips, I can't stop. Gosh, potato chips are horrible. At any rate, here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.